U.S. President Donald Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says it is imperative to completely dismantle North Korea's nuclear weapons and ballistic missile program. A White House statement said the two leaders discussed recent developments in North Korea and confirmed that they would meet again in advance to the expected meeting between Washington and Pyongyang. In a phone call, Trump and Abe also agreed to cooperate to make the planned summit meaningful. Over the weekend, Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un separately expressed their readiness to meet on June the 12th in Singapore as originally planned. This as Trump called off the summit last week, citing open hostility by Pyongyang. Political analyst Michelle Chosudovsky says the United States has nothing to offer in return when it comes to a deal with North Korea to dismantle its nukes.
Trump really wants a unilateral denuclearization on the part of the North Korea without giving anything in exchange. I think it would be a grave mistake for North Korea to unilaterally give up its powers of nuclear deterrence without a corresponding commitment on the part of the United States, which has 28,000 troops in South Korea, which controls actually the entire South Korean forces under an agreement which it has with the South Korean military and government. And at the same time, the United States is now embarked on a $1.2 trillion nuclear weapons program to modernize and enhance its arsenal. Essentially, what they're seeking is to establish a monopoly of nuclear capabilities in relation to countries like North Korea, which chose, after many, many years of nuclear threats by the United States, to develop nuclear weapons as a deterrence. I wouldn't trust U.S. foreign policy. It's based on the art of deception.